Hello and welcome to Mind Beauty Spirit Coaching Series. I'm your host, celebrity makeup artist, life coach, and best-selling author, Michelle Phillips. And throughout this series, I'm going to be bringing you my insights as well as gifts and guidance from some of my amazing friends who, in my opinion, are some of the greatest teachers today. I'm so blessed that they will be joining us and that you are here to grow your mind, strengthen your spirit, and take this time for yourself to look and feel more beautiful. Because if you've lost touch with the person you've wanted to become physically, emotionally, or spiritually, it can affect every aspect of the way you look. So it's time to make that connection between your outer appearance and your deep inner self. And by doing so and expressing it in all of your everyday actions and choices, you'll radiate a beauty that can't be outmatched. By rediscovering and defining who you are on the inside and what you want most out of life, you will reveal to the world what makes you uniquely beautiful. You know, in my own life and with many of the women I coach, I have found that if you're not in touch with who you are, that can manifest in itself another very surprising area of our lives. That's our relationship with others, especially our love interests. And, you know, so often we think we have a type that we can't just seem to find, and we also keep making the same mistakes over and over with the wrong partner. And what I see time and time again with my clients, though, boils down to them not really knowing who they are first. It all starts with that simple question I ask. Are you the person you want to be in a relationship with? And when it comes to relationships and finding or being Mr. or Ms. Right, no one knows the answer to that question and many more than our guest today, America's relationship expert. You may know her from her Emmy-nominated cast of The Doctors and seen regularly on shows like Good Morning America, The Today Show, CNN, and more. And her new book, The 30-Day Love Detox, is a revolutionary roadmap to finding lasting love in a modern world. Welcome, Wendy Walsh. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and you know, I love your new book.
Thank you.
About finding a relationship in a modern world, it's more difficult than ever right now with everything that, you know, women and men go through, not only finding friendships, but, you know, the one with all the social media and everything I have on top of that to deal with, online dating. Your book really, you know, talks about some interesting ways to redefine basically your search for love. And so where do you think, you know, the first place to look is in terms of, you know, within yourself or, you know, before you even start dating?
Well, I think the most important thing is I ask people, would you ever play a game in Vegas without knowing the rules? Would you ever play a game without understanding the odds of winning and how best to, you know, where to put your men on the board, so to speak, your chips down? So what I do is I look at our greater culture, our high supply sexual economy, and I look at what are the statistical probabilities for people to succeed. And my definition of success, of course, is to find a healthy bonded relationship that, if depending on your age, might be a nest to produce healthy children, or might be a great partnership to do anything from build a home to build a business to build charities together, whatever you may need a partner for in your private life. So the most important thing that people have to understand is this, the media right now is so married to this idea that there's this crazy hookup culture out there and that everybody needs to, like, say, have sex before they say hello, practically. But, you know, the media is designed to sell commercials, and commercials are designed to sell products. And so the more sex and excitement they have, the better. The truth is the hookup culture really doesn't exist, not definitely in the proportions that people are talking about. So anyway, in answer to your question, it's about, first of all, understanding what is a high supply sexual economy and how women are being forced into a narrow bandwidth of what I call have plenty of not too much sex because of the double standard. And secondly, figure out who you are and what will really work, and then you will invite in what is best for you.
Exactly. I have a client right now I'm working with who is an extremely successful woman. In terms of when I say success, my definition of success for her means she has a great career, she has a great kid, she's a single mom, life is perfect, really, for her, other than she's looking for a relationship. And she seems to date over and over again men that just don't, they're not who she wants. And basically, she's come to realize that she needs to just figure out who she is. As much as her life seems to be perfectly together, you know, in everything, quote unquote, of what we're wanting to achieve and create for our lives. But she said, oh my gosh, I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't even know what I like to do. I mean, all I do is get up, go to work, make sure my child's okay. You know, everything's great. But, you know, when it comes to relationship, you know, with myself, how do I even get started? And so it's interesting.
I talk about this kind of woman in our current culture. Did you know that the more educated you are as a woman, the more attractive you are, the more money you make, and the more mobile you are, meaning the more places you've lived in your life, the more likely you are to be a divorced single mother? So
really?
What happens is all that mobility, that changing jobs, following, if your parents divorced and moved around and they chased jobs or chased lovers around the country, it basically didn't teach you how to stick to a relationship. It taught you how to say goodbye very well. The more attractive you are, of course, the more you will look at your sexual opportunities outside of your current relationship and go, oh, I could do better. And, of course, the more educated and the more money you have, the less you will need to be in a relationship for economic reasons. So, but the problem is a lot of these young women who are really high achieving educationally and career-wise forget that they have a fertility window. So what they're doing is sociologists call it, they become mesmerized by the George Clooney effect, which means that once they have this position in business, once they have this money, they're still looking for a guy who makes more than them or is more powerful than them. They want to look up to a guy. But the truth is there are more women in the workforce right now than men. And in fact, in the age 29 to 32 demographic, women are making more money than their male peers. So as a result, women have to redefine their notion of a power man. A power man, maybe a man who knows how to power a stroller. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they have to look for other qualities as far as home building is concerned. But if they're all hoping to date the CEO, it's not going to happen. So there are too many successful women right now in our culture.
Yes, and then when they are with power men, sometimes that their personalities clash because they're both in that power position. So how
do
you?
Not so much that; it's that those men are really not very likely to commit in a high supply sexual economy. What happens is there are two things that happen to men, and let me just go back and explain a little bit what is a high supply sexual economy. We know what happens when women are disadvantaged. We have enough examples around the world and throughout history. When women are disadvantaged, marriage rates go up. More children are born in wedlock. Virginity is coveted. And, oh, yeah, prostitution rates go way high. So what happens is when women can't extract resources from the environment as fairly as men can, they basically monetize their vaginas. They either say, okay, you can't get access unless you sign on the dotted line, support me and my offspring in a contract called marriage, or they sell it by the hour as a prostitute. This is basic survival for women. What happens when women rise in power? You know, you've heard about the feminization of college campuses. For every two guys that graduate right now, there are three women. Women make up three-fifths graduate schools. Women make up the majority of the workforce. When women rise in economic power, they naturally put sex out into the economy in high supply because they can. They can enjoy the pleasures of their body. They don't need to worry to get a guy to marry them. They don't need to say, I'm a virgin, so you can marry me, right? And prostitution rates go way down, by the way. The poor hookers these days are having a hard time getting clients because sex is so free. But nobody could have forecasted the two things that happen to men in a high-supply sexual economy. The first is a big chunk of them just lose ambition and are not making enough money for these women. Why? Because they could sit in their mom's basement well into their 30s and play Xbox and get girls to text and naked pictures of themselves. They don't need to have resources to pay for expensive dates and fine cars and great apartments and beautiful, you know, romantic weekends away. So there's one chunk of men off the marriage market because the women are like, I don't want to marry him. He's got no money. Then there's the other group of alpha males who are making money, And they look at this high supply sexual economy and they ride this wave of free sex because guess what? Men don't have a fertility window. They can wait well into their 40s and marry a girl in her 20s. So what
right.
happens is you have this population of women in their early 30s with their fertility window closing who are getting crazy wanting this group of players. That's why this love of the bad boys and commitment phobes we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the big conflict right now in our relationship world.
So and
what's
so,
the
yes, thank you. Help.
So the answer, of course, is in my book, The 30-Day Love Detox, I have a 5-part attachment strategy that actually looks at this population of men, like who are the ones who are still getting married? And, you know, the average age of first-time marriage for men, it's gone up a little bit in the recent census, but it's age 28. So who are these guys that are still walking to the altar at around 28 to 30, 32? Who are they? So I make a very clear statistical profile of where they live, what religions they practice, what their politics are, how much education they have, how much money they, so that you have a profile of what you're looking for. Then when you find him, there are very specific attachment strategies, mating strategies that you can use. And I'll tell you, it's no big secret. It's about practicing slow love, because the thing that men don't fall in love through sex. Men can have sex with the same woman every week for 6 months and not like her one bit more than they did on the first date. Men
yep.
fall in love through trust. And sadly, they don't trust a woman who's easy with sex. So
that's
therefore,
mm-hmm.
so it's about identifying your target and finding him at his state of readiness. Women waste so much time trying to wait for a man to be ready. And I'm telling you this, if he wasn't ready when you first met him, when he finally gets ready after you've wasted 3 or 4 years of your life, he's not going to marry you. He's going to be ready and then choose the one he's going to marry. Trust me. That's how it works.
Wow.
So it's more about looking for a guy at his specific state of readiness rather than trying to get one guy to commit. And I have very specific, in my book, ways to spot the guy at his state of readiness. And then the important thing for you, Michelle, and your clients is really how to have a healthy relationship in the early stages. What
right.
are the steps? What does it take to actually have and create the emotional bond that you need that becomes the glue for the long term?
Yeah, exactly, because I do find with a lot of the clients that I'm working with, they're particularly divorced women who
mm-hmm.
are back out on the market. I help them to rebuild their self-esteem because they're feeling as if, you know, nobody wants me. Am I good enough? I'm older. I don't have the perfect body. All of these different issues. And so what's happening is before they've come to me, they say, you know, I'm dating one guy after another who really doesn't value me. And that's beginning with, you know, for them to value themselves is the first step. So that
mm-hmm.
way they don't choose people who don't value them. And so do you see this to be something that you find frequently with women, that they're stepping into relationships or even will date people that they normally wouldn't even spend time with?
I'll tell you this, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And if
yep.
you believe you're old, if you believe you're fat, then you're going to find a guy who thinks you are. I will tell
yep.
you that.
Mm-hmm.
So I do promise you this, peers stay attracted to peers across the lifespan. And so, I mean, I am 51 years old. I don't date because I'm a single mother, and I do believe that I made a commitment to these kids for 18 years. And I've seen the statistics that show that one of the most dangerous places for a child to live is in a home with a non-biologically related male, 11 times the rate of sex abuse, physical abuse, and emotional abuse. And I've got girls, Michelle. So
yeah.
I happen to know that to go from single to married, you have to kiss a lot of frogs, and I do not want to expose my girls to a revolving door of parental figures. That's my decision. Now, having said that, because I'm off the market, but I'm 51 years old, I cannot tell you how many men want to go out with me. And it's because I don't believe there, it's because A, I say no, so, you know, the world's biggest aphrodisiac is the word no. And,
exactly.
And secondly, because I don't believe in ageism.
Right.
And I'm also not necessarily attracted to young men, so I really like the peer-to-peer connection. So I find that there's just no shortage of men. They're freaking everywhere if you're in the right mindset, and it's all about your perspective. If you believe you're old, if you believe you're unattractive, then you will attract yourself to a guy who believes that too.
So true. I see it time and time again. As soon as you start feeling amazing, you love your life, you're really rocking your whole world, you're going to find that men are just a dime a dozen, and then you can really stop and choose someone that mirrors who you are rather than trying to find yourself through
exactly,
that partner.
What do you think is the most sexy thing in both genders? It's self-confidence.
Yeah,
self-confidence
exactly.
is sexy, and happiness is sexy. And happiness is not something you find in a relationship. Trust me, it's baggage you need to drag in there. Big steamer trunks of happiness you better drag into that relationship, because there's going to be some work you're going to do in there.
That's right. Well, we have only got a couple minutes left, so I wanted to ask you very quickly about online dating. What are some of the biggest mistakes women make with online dating?
Oh, yes.
Can we answer that in 2 minutes?
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I've got a little list. Let me see if I can find it in the book, because there's a few things I want to make sure that I do not miss. The biggest mistakes that women make, especially. Okay, first of all, women disclose TMI online. If this person is at the other end of a keyboard and you don't know them, this is not the place to vent your heart and soul. First of all, we now know the government's reading everything, too. So we are in an era of Big Brother.
Exactly.
Anything you touch on a keyboard may end up for public consumption somewhere, someplace. Or you may just end up with such an act of shame, because when you finally meet the person, they may not be anything you expected, and you feel terrible that you disclosed all this stuff. So rule number one is, do not say anything in an email on an online dating site that you wouldn't say to a stranger in an elevator. Got it?
Ooh, that's good.
Very important. Okay, women also make the mistake of sexting. They think sex is power. And they think, oh, well, I'm just going to flirt with him as much as possible. I'll send him those sexy, frisky emails. I might even send him a sexy picture. And you know what that does? That tells a man that you're in it for sex and only sex. They know, believe me, if you're there in a turtleneck and a hood and one tiny little facial shot and you're talking about relationships, they still want to have sex with you. All right? You don't need to put that out there. And the other thing women do is they settle for what I call these low criteria relationships, where they're settling for text and email over phone and FaceTime. And if you are going to allow a man to only text you and only email you, and you're going to get caught up in that fantasy, then you cannot complain to me later that, he won't meet me, we never actually get together, we just get together for sex once in a while. These are low criteria relationships, and women control the pace of the sexual relationship, and women control the style of communication. How to get a guy to stop texting? Just don't respond. The last text you should send him is say, I'd love to have your phone call sometime. And then keep your pretty little manicure off your iPhone while he keeps texting to test you. It's no different than parenting a two-year-old that wants a cookie before dinner. They're going to scream, they're going to whine, they're going to scream, they're going to whine. But the first time you give in, it now trains that two-year-old to scream and whine for 20 minutes before dinner. So
you
want to
train people how to treat you.
You train people. You want to reward the good behavior. That means when he finally does call, even if it takes him 3 weeks, you don't pick up the phone and say, oh, so I see you finally figured out how to dial a phone. No, when he calls, you put a smile in your voice and you say, hey, I was just thinking about you. How are you? Right? You reward him with love because he did what you wanted. He picked up the phone. Okay, another thing I will say that women do is they're so hungry to be in touch with a man that they respond to late-night texts. Late-night texts are booty calls, and they're trolls for sex. If he texts you any time after 10 p.m., my dear, you do not respond until business hours the next morning, whether it's a text or an email. I mean, if you are in the business of finding a good man, he's going to respect you more for that. Trust me. And then one last thing, other mistake that women make is they meet guys online. They get all crazy in love, so they start spending money on guys too early. And there are a lot of scammers out there in the online world who are taking, remember I said all these successful women out there, who are taking these successful women for their money. So go Dutch treat, if anything, but don't be spending a lot of money on them at the beginning.
Great advice. And how can ladies buy your book ASAP?
ASAP.
I'm Google sure lots the words. Of women are going, just give me the book. I need to keep going. We need you more.
You can Google the words, the 30-day love detox, the 30-day love detox, or you can go to my website, drwendywalsh.com. It's everywhere. It's in Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's on all the bookstores. It's everywhere right now, the 30-day love detox.
Thank you so much. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. And also, Dr. Wendy Walsh, you can find her articles on the Mind Beauty Spirit Network on the blog, and that's on my website, michellephillips.com. So, again, the 30-Day Love Detox. Thank you so much, Dr. Wendy Walsh.
You are
so
welcome.
Adore you.
Thank
you're
you.
Awesome.
We'll
are you still in the doctors this new season? Are you going to be on the doctors?
No, this season I'm doing a lot of CNN. And tonight you can catch me on the Dr. Drew Show on HLN.
Fantastic. Again, thank
All
you
right.
so much. Take
thank
care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.